Then I was lucky because I was a member of the Salvation Army. My mother had put me down as Salvation Army and I was the only one there. And so they found a family that belonged to the Salvation Army that would have me there on a Sunday for lunch. And they used to come and pick me up. And I'd go to the army in the morning, go there for lunch, and then go to the Salvation Army in the afternoon and they'd bring me home. So I still kept up my contact with the Salvation Army, and made me feel a bit special because I was, you know, the other girls didn't get that. They all had to go to church in sort of like twos and march practically. So, but, and then we went to ordinary school and it was fine. And I was quite hard working, and I think because I had the idea, now whether it was actually told to me or whether I got it from somewhere, that if I passed the 11 plus, I would go home. So I worked extremely, extremely hard to pass the 11 plus, which I did, and then found out I couldn't go home because I was told at the time, the headmistress of the local school in Yeovil, at the local grammar school, didn't think that I would get on very well being the only black child in the school. So I stayed in Taunton and went to boarding school there. And I think it was probably the best thing that ever happened to me because it was a wonderful school. There were only, there were 600 girls, only about 24 boarders. And again, I was the only black girl, but it didn't seem to matter much, you know, and I had a very good education. I suppose it was paid through, it wasn't a private school, it was a grammar school. So I suppose social services, I mean, whatever. I found out later, a lot later, through Friends Reunited and speaking to other people that had been boarders there at that time, that most of us there were actually from broken homes or from one parent families, because at that time, I think the government or the council or whatever decided that no child was going to be safe if they lived in a home with only one parent or a broken home. So if possible, they were sort of like put out to board. And most of the girls apparently that were there, I didn't know it at the time, were either from one parent families or broken homes. So I think it was a social thing more than anything.